we are entering November, our month of open doors. And Sister Lillian is here, the anointed woman of God, to usher us into that season. With Jesus, join your heart with a shouting and a clap your vision. Welcome with me, Sister Lillian. Celebrate, celebrate her. Celebrate her. Celebrate her. Do better, do better, do better.
Celebrate him. Hallelujah. And can you please celebrate the man of God in the house? Our prophet. Our prophet, pastor, and his beautiful wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is awesome. God is wonderful. And as we praise and dance tonight, we are not just dancing because we have seen the manifestation. We are dancing because we believe that the manifestation will come. Hallelujah. Is somebody ready to praise the Lord? Can you just wave your hands to Jesus? Wave your hands to Jesus. And say, Father, thank you. I celebrate all the ministers in the house, all the workers. God bless you. Thank you for supporting the man of God. And I pray the Almighty God will support you. Just wave your hand and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ijuru neligwe juwa Adigonye dikagie Ijuru neligwe juwa le Odigonye dikagi Ijuru neligwe juwa le Odigonye dikagi Ijuru neligwe juwa Odigonye dikagi Oh where do you mere mumunja si anare Oh, where do you bear a moment just see another? Or do me go to the corner? Even the chest to
Oh, they say you are
So great. Bible says, let my people praise me, and the earth shall yield its increase. As a man of God was speaking, and it occurred to me that the increase the Bible is talking about is already made available. But the condition to reap from the increase is that you praise Him. Are you ready to reap from this increase? Are you ready? Are you ready? Somebody make some noise. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Seat, this land is anointed. This hall is anointed. I sang a particular song on Hallelujah Challenge. And everybody has been sending messages. What is the meaning? I want to tell you the meaning so that when you are singing, you are prophetically singing it.
Time will not allow me to tell you the things that song has done for me. Everything our prophet, our pastor, our priest said, it is not coincidence. The seat you are seated on is the throne that the Lord has placed you. And I decree, anybody and anyone who tries to play with your future, the Lord will dethrone them in the name of Jesus. Maybe when man of God invites me again, he will give me enough time so that I will tell you some things. As youth, let me just give you 30 seconds. As a youth, a young girl, somebody had gone to see my future, see today, from a native doctor. And that's why you must not play with your youthful life. What you carry now, in your 90 years, you may not even be able to do what you are doing now. And they said to the woman, she will be greater than your children. And the woman said, kill her. So I'm not telling you a whole video, I'm telling you my story. So that when you see me dance, you will not be saying, what is wrong with this mad woman? I'm in my mid-40s. So you won't say, what is wrong with this woman? Get why? So by the time the woman came back, and from nowhere sickness came, that almost took my life. And somehow God saw today and said, I won't allow them to kill you. And so one day I heard a song. And I don't sing a song because everybody likes it. It must hit me so that it can hit you when I sing. And I started meditating on that song. And since the day I've been singing it, the Lord has kept me on that throne because that's where he sits. Listen. No gide no cheze. Chuku no gide no fitirigi. No gide no cheze. Very simple. What you are simply saying is, Lord, sit on the throne. That's where it fits you. That's where you belong. Because underneath you, that's where I am. So anything and anything that is dragging with God in your life, the Lord will unseat them. Are you ready? No kine no chese. Chuku no kine no fitiriki. No kine no chese.
Oh, yeah, let's see the God in the end of it.